This is Mac OS Ken.
Ning Chi Kuo weighs in on iPhone orders, a zippy trip through OS updates, and services come and go. It is Tuesday, the 16th of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKEN. Monday was all about OS updates, except for this part about iPhone sales. TF International analyst Ming-Chi Kuo hit the hell side on Monday with his take on iPhone 17 and iPhone Air pre-order performance. The way he sees it, iPhone 17 is doing better this year than iPhone 16 did last year, doing what the kids these days call math. Young MC says Apple made about 25% more of this year's 17 line than it did last year's 16 line heading into launch, but he says shipping time only increased by about 1 week, which means the total pre-order demand for the iPhone 17 models is better. As for iPhone Air, that is in stock, and pre-order demand appears to be lower than that of iPhone 16 Plus in the same period last year. Waits were 2 weeks for the Plus last year, according to the analyst. However, he says, it should be considered that the production volume of iPhone Air in the third quarter of this year was about 3 times that of iPhone 16 Plus in the same quarter last year. In addition, iPhone has never had a product with a similar positioning to the Air in the past, therefore it is more objective to observe demand after a period of sales. Dude, you started it. I mean, he's basically saying, comparing them, iPhone Air is not doing as well as the Plus, except Apple made a lot more of these than of those, and they're not the same kind of phone, so really you shouldn't compare them. Seriously, you started it. Still, he got there eventually. The way Ming-Chi Kuo sees it, opening weekend's big winner is Apple's biggest iPhone. The Pro Max remains the most in-demand model by his reckoning. According to the analyst, iPhone 17 Pro Max production in the third quarter increased by approximately 60% compared to the 16 Pro Max in the same period last year, but shipment time was similar. Math, am I right? Yesterday was all about OS updates. I mean, except for the part about iPhone sales and of course, it wasn't about OS updates for people not in the Apple ecosystem, but still, yesterday was all about OS updates. As we've done for the betas for the past few months, we turned to Mac rumors for the list of what's out there and lists of what's new. For the billion or so iPhones and all the iPads out there, Apple released iOS and iPadOS 26 on Monday. New to those mixes are Liquid Glass, Apple's new design language, which it turns out a lot of people still hate. Live translation, changes to the Photos app, call screening, hold assist, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 190 other features. Mac Rumor says Apple published a list of nearly 200 new features for iOS 26. Collect them all. Be warned, installing iOS 26 might impact battery life. That's the word from Apple by way of 9to5 Mac. Paraphrasing the company's warning, the site says it boils down to 2 things. 1, it's normal for the iPhone's battery to drain more and for the device to get warmer temporarily following a major software update. And 2, there can also potentially be a longer-term impact to performance and/or battery if certain new features require additional resources from the device. So give it a day or two, I guess, and if it's still hot, apparently something you're doing is doing that. Also, you might just have trouble installing it. I know people did yesterday, but they were trying to download and install in the first few hours of availability. Also, if you were running betas leading up to yesterday's releases, a piece from Apple Insider says you will want to nix those. According to the site, if your device is still in Apple's beta software program, you might not see the latest OS update. Beta builds often share similar version numbers, which makes it easy to miss the switch to the public release. Now, I didn't get a chance to download yesterday. Well, actually, I did download to my Mac Mini, but I didn't get a chance to go play with it. And yeah, okay, I actually had a chance to download all of them, but I knew if I did, that is all I would do. Play with my iPhone all day when I really should be doing other things. Planning on updating in the next 24 hours. I did, however, update to iOS 18.7. There were security updates going back a few versions of iOS, iPadOS, and macOS, so even if you're not updating to anything OS 26, there is almost definitely an update out there for you. Shifting back to iOS 26, if you're wondering whether your iPhone can take it, it's easier to say which iPhones cannot. iPhone XS, iPhone XS Max, iPhone XR, and earlier iPhones cannot make the jump. Neither can the original iPhone SE. Everything else? 9 to 5 Max says doors open. macOS 26 does the liquid glass thing, and actually they all do except for the one for the headset, so I'm going to stop mentioning that for today. Folder customization, control center personalization, live activities thanks to iPhone continuity, and phone app thanks to iPhone continuity. Those are all things new to macOS 26, and that list does go on. WatchOS 26 brings hypertension notifications for relatively recent models of Apple Watch. Sleep score, access to Workout Buddy, provided the associated iPhone can do the Apple Intelligence thing, new watch faces, and more. tvOS 26 tunes in new poster art and an interface that displays more movies and shows at once, according to Mac rumors. The piece says profiles can also be shown when the Apple TV wakes, making it easier for each person to select their personalized settings and recommendations. VisionOS 26 brings a feature called Persistence, which lets widgets and windowed apps stay where you place them even if you restart your Apple Vision Pro. And that sounds like the capital F future. Spatial scenes give 2D photos lifelike depth, according to Apple, and more natural persona make avatars in Apple's headset seem less creepy. Is that everything? It is not. HomePod Software 26 includes support for crossfade with Apple Music and AirPlay improvements. AirPods Pro 2 and AirPods 4 also got firmware updates on Monday. That was meant to bring better audio quality for phone calls and video calls, as well as studio quality audio recording for interviews, podcasts, videos, and more. Also, live translation, the ability to use your AirPods as a camera activation remote, and still more stuff. With Apple's various OS updates, some new services came while others went away. We'll look into those in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Clean My Mac, and their new feature, Cloud Cleanup. Even if you've never used Clean My Mac personally, you get what they do. It's right there in the name. Features like Space Lens and Cleanup and My Clutter not only help you see what's taking up space on your Mac, they help you deal with it. Of course, cloud services like iCloud, OneDrive, and Google Drive have become extensions of our hardware storage, so it makes sense that Clean My Mac would extend as well, adding the new feature, Cloud Cleanup. Again, what it does is right there in the name. Cloud Cleanup scans such services to find big files, synced and unsynced, taking up space in the cloud or on your machine. that gives you visibility, letting you decide whether to move those files off your machine, knock them out of the cloud, or leave things the way they are. Cloud Cleanup helps you save space and could help you save money. You can try Clean My Mac with Cloud Cleanup free for 7 days. Then when you're ready to sign up, use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. Since 2008, Clean My Mac has been helping users like us get the most out of our Macs. Now they're doing it again with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days, then use code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. Get tidy today. Try 7 days free and use my code MacOSKEN20 for 20% off at all caps, no spaces, clnmy.com/MacOSKEN. I mentioned services coming and going, so what's what? The Pay Over Time services Affirm and Klarna are now available for in-store Apple Pay purchases, according to a piece from Mac Rumors. The report says both were already available for online purchases made using Apple Pay. So welcome to Meatspace Services, or as I like to call it, Meatspace. Users do need to be running iOS 26 to use the services in stores. Customers can tap on the plus button in the wallet app, select pay later options, and choose one of the available services according to the piece. Going from Spotify and other music streaming services to Apple Music has gotten easier just about everywhere. 9to5 Mac says Apple has expanded the availability of its Apple Music import tool. Started slow, but it has picked up significant steam. The piece says the company began testing the tool back in February. The utility got a limited release in May in Australia and New Zealand. Last month it went wider, turning up in Brazil, Canada, France, Germany, Mexico, the UK, and the US. Now it is out to the world. China, Myanmar, and Russia not included. Speaking of expanding services, Apple's roadside assistance via satellite has a great big new country to serve. Mac Rumor says that one's now available in Australia, letting iPhone users down under get help if their car breaks down in an area without Wi-Fi or cell service. Services supporting the service are said to include NRMA, RACV, RACQ, RAA, RAC, RACT, NAANT. No, I wasn't just spelling something weird. I assume that each of those are like AAA here in the States. Residents of Australia can use the service, as can international travelers to Australia. Does require an iOS 14 or later with satellite capabilities running iOS 18.4 or later. While Apple has extended free satellite services for at least another year, Mac Rumors points out that users will need to pay for the actual roadside assistance. And finally today, tech advances, time moves on, and some are forced out of iCloud. A piece from Apple Insider says iCloud support for macOS Sierra and iOS 10 has come to an end. While the news seems to have come as a surprise, it's not terribly surprising. According to the report, the iOS 10 release was the last one supported by the iPhone 5, the iPhone 5C, and the fourth generation iPad, meaning they will not work with iCloud anymore. On the Mac side, all hardware that supports macOS Sierra can be upgraded to macOS High Sierra. It's been a minute since any of that was new. Still kind of uncool not to warn people. Unless they did and I just missed it. Doesn't sound like that's the case, though. Apple Insider says system requirements on iCloud support page were updated yesterday, Monday, the 15th of September, to include all of the OS's 26. That appears to be when iOS 10 and macOS Sierra dropped out of the cloud. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Clean My Mac, now with Cloud Cleanup. Try it free for 7 days and use code macOSKEN20 for 20% off at clnmy.com/macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKEN at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKEN.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
I'm invisible!